Thank you so much for listening in to the Kathy Lee Parker Show. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be in business and you need to make more money? Well, why not become a merchant services? Be taking Visa and MasterCard and become a merchant services. Well, with me today, I have Pamela Hyde. She's an executive, account executive for Park Place Payments. Welcome, Heidi, to my show.
Pamela, yeah, thanks, Kathy. I so appreciate you having me on the Kathy Lee Parker Show.
It is so fun. This is a really good topic to talk about merchant services because there are a lot of small businesses, medium businesses, even big businesses who get stuck in the same merchant services for a long time, and they, you know, their fees keep going up or some sticky wiki that's involved in merchant services. That's something, you know, I've been a merchant for years, Pamela, and it's a sticky situation because you get promised a price and then 3 months later, the fees keep going up and so on and so on. And then you're locked into this contract. You can't get out. Mm-hmm. But before we get into the merchant services, tell us a little bit about you and how you got started becoming an executive for merchant services, especially Park Place Payment.
Well, thank you, Kathy. Yes. Well, crazy as it is, in April of 2018, I was laid off after 12 years as an office manager. And in June of that year, a dear friend of mine, knowing my situation, told me about a training opportunity for a Finch startup. And I thought to myself, well, why not check it out? As it turned out, I was one of the first six pilot groups that CEO Samantha Edis planned to test Park Place in the market. Uh-huh. So apparently 10 years before that, she'd been to a sales events for the top salesmen. And I say men because it was all men in the payments industry. Uh-huh. Each seemed to be less impressive than the other one before, and they're clearly making a lot of money. So it was obvious that the financial gain to these men was at the financial loss of the businesses they were claiming to serve. Uh-huh. So she decided to found a first woman-run payment processing company to disrupt the industry with honesty and transparency. Uh-huh. I never thought I'd ever be in this industry, because you're right, it is crazy. As I was an office manager and I had people calling me, they'd say they can beat my rate, and that was before they knew my rate. So I was like, really? That's pretty nuts.
Hmm. Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, I used to get a lot of calls too, people trying to get me to switch over or something to them. But you're usually locked into a contract, and that's used to drive me crazy. But the contract, because there are times too, I wasn't happy because they would raise my rates in three months. You know, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm getting a 1% or 1.5%, and you raised me to 3%. You know, that's drove me crazy. That's not right. And then
Then
they put in its teeny weeny little fine print. Like, I need a magnifying glass to read that, you know?
Exactly. That is so totally true. And that's exactly it from that experience. I recognize the bad reputation. I mean, it's a source of frustration for business owners and managers. So definitely, I know I was very intrigued when I heard there was a mission to disrupt this and take the industry with integrity, because it's definitely lacking just that.
Mm-hmm. And the Park Place Payment, it's run by a woman. Yay, I love that.
Yay.
Women in business. And and also too, she understands the concepts, especially with women go through, you know, because it's a man's world in business, you know that. You've been there for 3 years now, and that's exciting.
That's exciting.
You've been doing that. And how does your past experience help you in the CC processing industry?
Well, that's a good question. You know, having understand that being a business owner isn't a glorious position, as a lot of people think. You know, a lot of people go into business because they're following their specific passion. But they're really not educated oftentimes about all of the internal logistics necessary for success, like payroll, credit card processing, insurance. So they depend on those industries to outsource what they don't know. Uh-huh. So understanding that struggle is very valuable. You know, I kind of think of it like a heartbreak. Because once you're burned, it's really challenging to get out and date and trust again. But yet most businesses receiving payments in today's economy, they are likely accepting credit cards. And yet the business owners, like you say, don't often know much, if anything, about the ins and outs of credit cards. You know, they probably think everyone's paying 3% and they're putting their trust into someone, or they're being complacent. But in reality, it is really important to find a source that's honest and transparent that actually cares about their success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. That, you know, I have friends. I mean, everybody that I know accepts in the business world, 99% take credit cards and right. some form of processing. And there's still a few out there who will not do it. And I'm like, you know, you can increase your business with credit cards because it's easy for the customer to, especially if you have a service and it's a continuing service that, you know, it's easy to put it on the credit card, you know?
Yeah.
At least for me, you know, like when I pay for my internet or my other services, it is continuing on a credit card.
Right. And the need for it is growing. People don't want to touch cash anymore. COVID and all that adds to the germs and everything else. So definitely, it's definitely a very important industry and something business owners need to really, really invest their time in making sure that they've got the right solution.
Yeah. Some of my listeners may have experienced some of the bad habits of the industry. So, you know, so as you know, but what sets mm-hmm. Park Place Payment apart?
Well, you know, that's a really good question because you're right. There's a lot of different things that make one different from another. Uh-huh. Just a second here. Basically, the biggest difference in regards to Park Place Payments is our exceptional customer service. We're very proactive. If we don't believe we have the right solution for a business, we don't take them on as a client. We've won actually awards for the level of our from prestigious financial events, women in business, fintech organizations. So as a client for us, you can always get a person on the phone. You're always getting transparent rates, and we don't do contracts. So really everything about it is the difference. The type of sales force we have, you know, it doesn't stop. There's the differences never end. We're nothing like the competition generally.
Uh-huh. That's good to know. That's good to know. And tell me about your how your pricing's different.
Well, we are the only ISO, and an ISO is an independent sales organization that uses a transparent rate card. It's based on the Interchange Plus pricing. You know, most people don't know there's a cocktail of hundreds of different types of cards, debit cards, credit cards, some have points, maybe Sky Miles, and each of them have a different rate. Uh-huh. So we charge that rate plus a small markup, and this ensures businesses pay what it should be paid based on the cards that its own customers tend to use.
Oh,
and that's really important.
That is so good.
Yeah.
And you get maybe even Sky Miles too, points.
Right. And those point cards are quite expensive. But again, you want to get the best rate for each one. So if you're in, you know, single tiered pricing or tiered pricing itself, you're often charged higher than the rates themselves.
Hmm. Wow. Wow. So you help look out for that. Once a customer's with you, Pamela, can they call you for any other questions, even though they're already signed up?
Yeah, that's a great question. We actually are very proactive with our customers. Not only can they call us and actually reach a person on the phone quickly who's familiar with our business, we actually also are very proactive in reaching out with them as well. You see the competition generally once they get someone signed up, business owners often don't even hear from them again. They hear from them like crazy before they get their business and then they're gone. Uh-huh. You know, we want to know what the problems are. We want to know if you have any issues because how else can we solve it and make sure we're servicing you as you deserve. So,
and then yeah. Even with 6 months to 3 years, I'm still with you, then you still stay in touch with me.
You better believe it. That's even more important because as time goes, your needs may change. Your business model might have changed. You might be, you know, having an online presence. There's different changes and that also might affect your payments and your processing. So we want to make sure that they're in line with what your goal is for your business.
Mm-hmm. Let's go off a little bit. What about the COVID-19 in 2020? Did that affect you guys with your customers, they had to pull back a little bit or their sales weren't up?
It did actually affect quite a few of our customers. Surcharging is actually is an option for payment processing, which pushes the credit card fees onto the customer, and the business pays for the debit fees. And that payment option has actually grown quite a bit. We can talk about that later. The other issues too, though, is businesses now with COVID, it's an even more important time to make sure your payments, your solutions, that maybe if you have contactless payment options, if you don't, you need to get those so that you don't have to touch, terminals and things like that. So there is lots that can be done. And then just not having to touch the cash alone is another thing. Businesses that were doing cash only, now's the time to be accepting credit cards so that you don't have to, again, touch all of the things and avoid that direct contact.
Yeah, I noticed that too when I would when the COVID was out there and before it got severely in our houses. But they would not take cash. They would only take credit cards. So yeah, so for anybody out there, this is the time to get on.
It is. We get a health checkup every year. Why not make sure we get a payment checkup on our payments and validate that our payments are in the right healthy condition?
Right. That's so good to know. And Pamela, in our conversations, you mentioned Park Place Payments has a fantastic customer service. Explain on that. Explain. I know we talked just a little bit, but explain a little bit more on that.
Well, we have three levels of service in part two, which is also phenomenal for the business. They have the AE to contact directly, which would be myself, for instance. And then we also have a corporate office as well, in California. We're building on our staff and we're building on our customer service, where the competition right now, honestly, is cutting their staff and cutting their service that way. So where others are flailing, we're actually growing, and increasing, our presence and increasing our ability to be available to our customers, which is crucial for them. When they need to call someone and they're on the phone for a half hour, that costs them a lot of money. The owner, the business manager, no one has time for that. And time is money. So it just, they need to be able to reach someone and resolve their issue. Or if they have questions, they don't want to wait if they're busy, as if we all are, right? So, they deserve to get the service that they're paying for.
So, because of COVID, and who knows what this year is going to be like. Hopefully, it gets better, but you don't know. Say for some example, when I've been with you for 3 years, but my business went, a little scary here. And I need like a break. Can you give me a break on the fees a month if I'm not taking any transactions or?
Well, one thing we do, we don't actually negotiate our rates, but if a business is seasonal, we don't charge for the times that they're not in business.
Really?
So I don't know if that helps, but seasonal contract or seasonal customers and stuff, there's some customers that are just literally functioning from March through August or whatever, depending on the business. So when those circumstances arise, we are able to facilitate that issue.
That is wonderful. I didn't know you guys did seasonal. That is because there's a
Yeah, we
lot
do.
of resorts who are just open up for, yeah, like you said, in the season, like especially in Durango, Colorado, to Park City, Utah. They're resort places and they open up for the ski season. And, especially Durango, I know that they close down, I think more, is it summertime or something like that? They close down for a short period and then they reopen for the winter because that's their
Right.
baby.
Yeah, it's some business models, that's exactly their model. So of course, it would be not very consumer friendly of us to be charging monthly fees for a month that they didn't process anything. And so that is how they work those.
Dang, that's yeah. I didn't because a lot of them they lock you in and say, sorry, too bad.
Too bad. Yep.
You
And
gotta
that's
pay
really what they want.
your
They
35,
want to
6.
lock you in.
Yeah, they want to pay. You want to lock you into your monthly fees. What about so you really don't have a contract, right? Park
Yeah,
Place doesn't require a contract.
isn't that crazy? We don't really think that contracts are service friendly. In our opinion, and we feel for us, our customer service is our contract. Besides, the contract isn't stopping credit card processors from raising rates. Sadly, the only thing they do is prevent customers from feeling they have options if they're unhappy with their rate or their service or their technology. And, you know, our end goal is to ensure our members are 100% satisfied with their credit card processing so that they choose to stay. And, you know, I'm really proud to say we have the best attrition rate in the industry because our customers don't leave. So it's working, you know.
Okay, I got another question to ask you. Since there's no contract, what if I send you a client and she said, but she goes, Kathy, I'm really just slow in the summertime. But yet I'm busy in the fall through the winter and spring. Could I?
Sure.
She can, you know, even though she's not a seasonal contract, but she has her seasons.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. So basically, any company that does about $100,000 a year or more in credit card processing can take advantage of our services and often save time and money. So as long as they have some volume in the other months that make up for that to get that volume, we can help them. If businesses are not expecting to exceed that $8,000 to $10,000 a month, then oftentimes there might be another, you know, processor that fits them better. One of the things we're also proud of is understanding and respecting we can't be a fit for everyone.
Yeah, I understand that. But you're something to grow into compared to, like, we were talking about this earlier on one-on-one when I met you. It was Square and, you know, PayPal or something like that. That's only like temporarily, right? And you would want to switch over to...
Well, you know, and they don't have to start with that if you really feel you're going to exceed those numbers. You can start with us and grow with us, especially like if you have an online presence, we use a 3D cart. If you're going to start some businesses, it's better to be with the processor you want to stick with. It really just depends on your end goals for how much you intend and, you know, how much you hope to achieve in regards to your sales success.
So, like, do you look for anybody that does an online business, like on eBay or any of those other services?
We do facilitate online services. We actually have, we connect directly with authorized.net on the back end. So that's actually an amazing option as well. And the other thing too is we also have a virtual terminal that allows for a pay now button on their website or social media. Mm-hmm. So there's various options that we can do. Sometimes we can connect on the back end, sometimes we can't, but we're always willing to look at it. And it's best to get the payment checkup to find out whether or not we can.
And then what about, because now things are changing too, where you take your phone, like me, I'm just a customer. I take my phone into, I don't know, a department store, and I can buy online right then and there, and it's done.
Sure.
You can set that up for the store so that, you know, a person can buy and then walk out, and then they really bought something you didn't know it, but, you know, they bought, you know, $100 worth of Hallmark cards or something, you know, or with a Hallmark store, not just buy the cards, but they got all these cute knickknacks, and you end up walking away for the, you know, $80 to $100 worth of stuff, but the customer walks away, and even though there's other people in line, but they made their purchase and already gone.
Well, I'm not exactly sure of the specific setup you are talking about, but we have availability for businesses to accept payments via their phone. What we do is, like, for instance, if you have a contractor or, you know, lots of different maintenance and repairs and those types of industries, they're on the go and they're servicing on the go. So we definitely can assist those types of businesses and facilitate that need to have a card present, which is also a better rate. People should know that if you're accepting credit cards without the card present, you are charged a slightly greater amount. Uh-huh. And, you know, just educating them about the ways they can take advantage of that best.
I hate waiting in line. I do. I sit there, I wait, but on the go would be great. And I just walk away and I made my payment.
You know? Exactly.
Especially like Sam's Club or Costco or those fast places. You wait and you wait. I thought, dang, I could have this all done. And I had my receipt and I could walk out the door and show the lady my phone. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's all my stuff. And I purchase all, and it shows it's paid.
Yeah, well, we have one program that's called a Text and Pay that actually allows for that as well.
Oh.
There's different options and different things you can do. And amazing what's available out there. People don't know what, you know, they don't know what's available.
Well,
that's part of the problem is they're not being educated with
the
their options.
The customer needs to know, hey, there's that. But the stores need to provide that for the customers, even if it's a little boutique. You know,
you
never know. You could be waiting on somebody who's paying regularly, and then another person walks in, and you know how they walk out. So she like at the mall or something like that. And you don't know if they made a purchase or they're interested. They could have made a purchase and walked out. You know what I mean? I'd love that. Go into the mall and just go, okay, I go into my favorite store, Ann Taylor, and just bam, bam, out the door. And she doesn't even know.
I love it. You're awesome.
But I take the merchandise with me, though.
Well, no. I kind of gathered. You did purchase it, right?
Yeah. Well, I take myself with me. But no, I'm sure there's a way to show that I made the purchase, you know, to the girls.
Yeah,
and look, I made it.
Somewhere, right?
Yeah.
If they did it securely, that is, and accurately, that's the question.
Right.
And that's what they should question, too, right?
Right. Well, you should be able to go out without that ding, ding, ding. But anyway, but I'm sure there's a way to set that up. But yeah, I love that. And then show by the door. Now they seem to have everybody waiting at the door to see if you have a mask. Why not have somebody at the door check and make sure you took your, you know what I mean? Merchandise. That's all.
I do.
It's more security and everything. I love it. Okay, I have another question for you, Pamela. What is the PCI compliance, and what does it mean for businesses? And business owners.
You're good. Yeah, it's a really good question. It's amazing how many people don't know this. PCI stands for Payment Card Industry, and it's actually a security standard council. It was created to ensure businesses or credit card processing is protecting their merchants and their customers from fraud and data breach.
Oh.
So it's crazy. If businesses are non-compliant, they're actually charged additional fees, and they can range from $20 to $125 a month.
Whoa.
So these fees can really add up, and then it also increases your risk of potential fraud. So yeah, at Park Place, we are very proactive to ensure our members are compliant, and our experienced customer service team walks them through the entire process annually.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, credit card processors, the sad part is they're earning money when their clients are not compliant. Most of them prefer this to be the case, and then they don't inform their people. It's kind of like what you were saying before. Business owners don't know what they don't know. And sadly, processors are often not telling them what they don't know, because it's to the processor's benefit of profit, and it's not fair to the business owners. And so, yeah, we're very against that. Every time we can help businesses be compliant, we work towards that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't even know that. So
yeah.
Is there a fee to add to this, that the PCI?
Well, some of our competitors do add a fee for this, and that's what some people should be watching for on their statements. Because in your merchant statement, if you see PCI, PCI compliance, anything that says PCI with a fee, you should come talk to me, because that's not something that should be pushed towards the business. It should be the expense of the credit card processor, and or at least helping you become compliant so that they're not profiting off of your lack of education.
Yes, I used to see that in my merchant one, you know, the old days.
Mm-hmm.
I call it the old days, you know, 10 years ago.
That's where we're at. I hear you.
And it's in the old days when the process, because I look at my fees like, gosh, I have all these fees. And then they tell me, oh, it's going to be $5 a month. This is the old days. And then it ends up being more. And then I call in, and then they'll tell me, well, we have to add all these other fees. It's by law. I'm
right?
Like, what?
That's just what they like to say, I think. I don't know. And
but why is it by law? Whose law is it? Yours?
By law, I don't want to pay the fee, so I'm going to make you. That's no law. That's internal decisions that are poorly made.
Well, Pamela, we're going to be right back after these messages. We have a lot of questions to ask, but anyway, we'll be right back after these messages, and hang in there.
Hey, this is Sabrina, the owner of MathBeast E-Cubed. I believe mathematics is the most important subject students should learn, but sometimes traditional schooling isn't enough. I have a classroom space in Bluffdale, Utah, or we can use Google Meet or Skype. Call me at 385-515-8600. Let's help your student become a beast at math so they can be a beast at life.
Hi, my name is Drusilla. I am the founder and owner of Drusilla's Closet. I've created a unique system to organize your pantry and kitchen. The system also works great in various parts of your home and garage. Also, in my closet, I have unique furniture, art, and decor. You can find us on Facebook, Drusilla's Closet, or call at 435-224-9266.
Hey, this is Rocktop Construction. Rocktop is a family-owned business based out of Utah. We specialize in replacing worn or storm-damaged roofs and understand how to assist homeowners with property claims. For reliable service and the best value on a quality and energy-efficient roof, call Rocktop Construction at 801-567-1234. We have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Again, that's 801-567-1234 to find out more about how we can protect your home.
Thank you so much for listening in or tuning in as well. I'm sitting here with Pamela Hyde. She's account executive with Park Place Payment. Pamela, there's so much to talk about with merchant services.
For sure there is.
So I just, you know, you've been with Park Place Payment for 3 years, and you probably have seen a lot of things come and go with the industry of as a merchant services, setting people up, businesses up with merchant services. And what type of clients are you looking for? What is your main goal? Would you be interested in looking for? I mean, you can do this anywhere, right? Not just here. You're located in Utah, but you can be this, you can do this anywhere.
Correct. We can actually service anyone throughout the United States. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they don't have to be here in Utah for me to assist them. In regards to who, honestly, anyone that is worried and wonders about some of the charges on their accounts, if they have complicated statements, bogus fees, if they see PCI compliance on their fees, if they're chasing a rate that keeps creeping up over time, as you mentioned, and they keep having to be, you know, forcing a new negotiation, which sadly will likely rise again over time, you know. Mm-hmm. The bad practice of negotiation is crazy. So that, you know, that's a lot of it. They're always wondering if they're, you know, got a good rate and if, you know, and chasing a good rate. So, because mm-hmm. sadly negotiations don't stick. So yeah, just, you know, any small to medium sized business that runs $10,000, we would be happy to give them a complete mm-hmm. free payment checkup analysis to see if we can be of assistance.
Mm-hmm. Pamela, let's discuss the complications that most merchant statements indicate are, you know, usually having for, you know, talk about that.
Kathy. Merchant statements are disgusting, the way the competition has made it so complicated. And, you know, you're right. You almost have to have an accountant to know how to decode them. I've actually had clients that, in fact, too, thought they were getting interchange rates. And unfortunately, with this cheesy industry, the reality is we discovered their prior processor had padded the interchange rate with lots of necessary fees. Mm-hmm. Sometimes too, even if you think you're getting a good rate, which most people, when I come in contact with them, it's amazing how many things they do, but they don't really know what the Joneses is paying or what anyone else is paying. There's not really a, you know, KBG blue standard or anything for pricing and processing. So there's nowhere for really people to find out if they're being taken for a ride or if they're getting a fair shake with this and if they're getting their money's worth with the value of service and technology, mm-hmm. not just rate.
Well, so how does an owner know if when they are being taken for a ride and
right?
charging bogus fees? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good question. And it's what everyone's wondering, right? They're looking at these fees. They're wondering if they're being serviced right, who can service them better, but what can be expected and what can't be. So the thing to watch for is mentioned on the PCI compliance fees, like we talked about before, they can be avoided. So if you see a PCI compliance fee or any PCI fee, that's a time to make sure, you know, you might be taken for a ride. You know, application fees, statement fees, next day funding fees, those are all ridiculous fees. You should not receive any of those. And the worst part is a lot of credit card processors actually charge these bogus fees only bi-monthly or quarterly or annually, knowing that there's a less of a chance that the owner and the merchant will find them. So we're literally hiding the fees as well oftentimes. So it is quite disgusting, the bad practices of the industry.
That makes me mad.
I mean,
I got taken for a ride, when I had a salon and I sold merchandise as well as service. And yeah, I used to see that PCI things and fees and all kinds. Like I said before, we were laughing about, they say it's by the law. And I felt like saying, what law? Whose law is this? Yours?
And you'd be asking them, that's a good question, right?
They would say it's banking laws. Banking laws. Yes, I remember now. It was always banking laws. Well, who made up these banking laws?
It's hard to believe the lack of integrity that's in this industry. I've heard listeners offering free equipment. Sadly, these terminals are out of date with less security features, or they make it possible for with bogus fees. Mm-hmm. And it's like I say, we wouldn't want Sprint to sell you a 6S today telling you it's got all the relevant tools and apps for today. And that's kind of similar to what's happening in the payment processing industry.
Mm-hmm. Pamela, what is the difference between swiping a CC credit card and using a chip reader?
Yeah, it's not the swiping. It's actually outdated and unsecure technology. And it's amazing people don't know this, but it leaves stagnant information in their system of your name, your credit card number, and everything. And it's actually what happened to a big box retailer back in 2015. And since that happened, the government actually put the liability of fraud on the business owner to accept chip readers. So please beware, business owners, if you guys are experiencing fraud, or if you do experience fraud, you might be in for some hefty fees. That some of them are so great they can kill businesses, small businesses especially. So instead of swiping, we suggest that you use an EMV or a chip reader. It gives an encrypted code of the approval without the trail of information left behind, so it's much more secure. And then of course you've got the tap and pay options now too, with Google Pay and so forth. So it's an amazing also feature that's also completely secure, and it helps everyone avoid direct contact. So you shouldn't be swiping. If you're swiping, your service provider is not informing you and educating you of your liability.
Well, what about like pizza places and Amazon? Everybody buys on Amazon, to keep that secure, because you're putting in the number.
I can't say when it comes to Amazon, I can't speak for them or whatever pizza place you're speaking of. We do when we have a secure site online when you're paying, so we make certain that it's secure. Each entity, I can't speak for, as it were, but that is something that is very important.
Mm-hmm. I just say that as a customer, doing the chip thing, instead of swiping. But now I understand it's, protects me and the person, the store keeps our identity protected. So how does Park Place different compare against, like PayPal and Stripe and the Square?
Well, these companies are great options, PayPal, Stripe, and Square, for small businesses that don't expect to exceed that 8 to 10K, as I mentioned. Mm-hmm. But for businesses expecting to pass that, their flat rate model is very expensive. So if that's you, we should talk. Flat rate pricing means you pay one flat rate on every transaction. Mm-hmm. And then also, too, the other thing is the liability. These companies are actually merchant aggregators, which means that every business that processes their credit card, say through Square, is pushed together in the same account. It's kind of like sharing the same bank account with everyone in your town, where all the money is pulled together. An example of the risk is, since the summer of 2020, Square has kept like 30% of their legitimate customers' funds to cover the fraudulent activity from others. So it's pretty nuts.
Interesting. Yeah.
Not very fair.
Well, I got a question I want to ask out of the blue, I've been asking anyway, but I've been a merchant service, when I still am, but what if you're doing something online, but then the person lies about who they are and everything, but you send them the merchandise, but they weren't who they were. They stole a credit card. They stole someone else's credit card. Do you help back that up, or am I have to deal
sure,
with.
Sure, that can happen. You know, that's the whole reason. One of the things too, we offer with our PCI compliance and making sure that you are compliant, we also offer 100K data breach assurance. So our goal is one, to cover you and make sure that you're staying compliant, but also to give you that reassurance that if you did have a fraud case against you, you have to pay that to someone else. We actually reimburse that up to $100,000. So we're actually also installing insurance, or assurance, we call it, to help people that can happen too. Each case is different, so I can't speak to the case scenario, but
yeah,
if you follow me, yeah, we do assist.
That's so good to know. Where were you? I remember.
Right here.
I sold merchandise online and I stopped because I experienced a couple people with fraud. You know, they stole. Yeah. I mean, I was nice enough and called the customer and let them know that this is a fraud. You know, your credit card was stolen. And they're freaking out. But the point is I lost out on materials. You know, merchandise, and I sent it up. And then Visa and MasterCard, or even the company that I did my credit card through, did not back me up. Or did Visa and MasterCard do that either? It was not through Visa. They would not back you up. As a matter of fact, you have to pay a fee to Visa, you know, or MasterCard if you experience fraud. And that made me mad too. So I did not like that. So you understand where I'm coming from.
I do. The frustrations of the industry and how it's left people feeling torn.
Especially you're the merchant store. This was in the 90s. This is when I was selling stuff on the internet. And man, there were so many no-nos. And now, thank goodness, there is something out there. And so far, I'm starting to like, you know, the Park Place payment. I mean, you got some good security. You take care of the merchant in the store, and you know there is some insurance. Heck, if I was making $120,000 or $100,000 a year in merchant, you better believe I want some type of security, because there is always a fraud in there, a stolen credit card. It's not, you know, who they say they are. Even though they got all the IDs, they stole someone's identity.
You know, and COVID makes it worse, sadly, too. They're, unfortunately, the fraudulent activity increases under a pandemic. So it's definitely important.
So bad, so bad. Yeah, you close your doors. You can't come in, but you end up stealing from me anyway.
Yep, unfortunately. Well, we're not like that here at Park Place. They can probably say that.
Well, that's good to know. The industry has several different payment pricing and models. You mentioned a flat rate pricing. Tell us more about it and the other pricing models of, you know, other companies and stuff. Just
sure. I love this question. Honestly, this is one of the questions that I find people need to know the most and lack the information and insight about. Mm-hmm. There's actually 1,000 different types of card types and they all charge different rates. You know, 2 or 3 different Visas may be charging different rates from Chase.
Really?
So it's crazy. People think that would all be the same, but it's not like that. And when you know that, you're like, yeah, you want to make sure you're getting the same rate or the correct rate on each charge. You don't want to be ever overcharged, right?
Right.
So with flat rate pricing with Square, PayPal, Stripe, it's like walking into a restaurant and paying the same for the side of Brussels sprouts as you do for the lobster main dish. Why would you want that? You know, who would ever want that? And so that's why once you reach a certain volume, it matters. With tiered pricing, you get 1 of 3 rates per transaction. And it's based on the different characterizations of those transactions. So the processor on the back end determines what those characteristics are. And you can be sure if you have that price structure, you're literally in the one of the most expensive pricing tiers. So that one's crazy. And honestly, the best one is called Interchange Pricing Plus. Have you ever heard of that? Interchange Plus Pricing.
No, not at all.
Well, that's the best one, and it charges the rate associated with the specific card. So that the 1,000 card rates, you get that rate plus a small markup. And it actually used to be only offered to the big box retailers because it's like wholesale pricing. And that's why we are on it, because it is the fairest to the business. It gives them a best rate for each transaction. And being you got all these car types, why not make sure getting that best rate every time there's a transaction made?
Mm-hmm. And why, what is a payment checkup and how they help and who should get one?
Well, honestly, this is absolutely my favorite question, Kathy Lee Parker, because any small to medium-sized business owner who wants to ensure that there's no leaks in their credit card processing that could put more money in their bank, they should get one. They're free. There's no obligation. And Park Place's free payment checkups, they're really one of our biggest differentiators. Uh-huh. There's their comprehensive analysis of your current payment. So it compares your provider's service, their technology, and rate directly against what we can offer using our rate card, because we want to end the unfair negotiations. So we look at it like kind of like a health checkup for your payments. And you know, we all go to the doctor every year, and why aren't we always checking our infrastructure, right, every year?
Right, of course.
Yeah, it's really important. So the insight that we give offers, you know, and often just helps the owner whether switching does make sense or not. Uh-huh. And I'm proud to say that 10% of the time, it helps businesses find peace of mind, because if we find that your stellar service is stellar, or your technology is also secure and relevant, and you've got a fair rate, we'll suggest you stay put. And you might know that's not really very heard of in this credit card processing space, right?
Right.
Yeah. And amazingly, 90% of the time we're actually able to help owners save time and money. And yeah, time is money. So it matters. Really, really matters.
Well, you know, Pamela, how do banks' CC processing options compare to what, you know, the Park Place payment is offering?
Well, you know, they really don't compare at all, because it's, you know, crazy. People think that when they're using their bank, that their money is processed at the bank and it stays there. Mm-hmm. But it's often not the case. They're actually processing and outsourcing that service to another ISO. And then oftentimes banks use that tiered pricing, and even when they don't, their pricing is so expensive and their service lacks so badly to the point that a lot of people don't know who's servicing them, you know? So if you're with a bank, you definitely should obtain a free payment checkup so we can evaluate the service, technology, and rate against what we can offer, because most times we really can benefit your bottom line, and we'll tell you if we can't.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What exactly is a surcharge? And how does it affect businesses?
Well, surcharging it, we kind of mentioned this earlier, and it's a good thing to touch upon right now, especially with COVID. It's essentially passing along credit card fees to the consumer while the business pays the debit card fees. It can save a significant amount for businesses, but it does need to be done right. It's legal in about 46 states. It's not yet legal in Colorado, Connecticut, Kansas City, or Massachusetts. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's not for everyone, but basically, with customers or businesses, shall I say, struggling to survive versus thrive, this is an option to, instead of increasing prices across the board, if they switch from interchange to surcharging, they can increase their net profit by an amazing 25 to 35%. And so we don't push this on people, because you never know if it's a fit for people. But some business owners really aren't happy about paying their Sky Miles for their customers. Some feel like it's part of the service they should offer. So it's a very individual decision based on each business, but we want to make sure they know their options.
Hmm. Well, tell me about a Park Place and its new partnerships.
Well, I love this too. We actually partner with companies aligned with our same mission of premium high quality service. And we want to make sure we have pools available to facilitate the needs of business owners. So we have amazing partnerships with a company that helps with business to business transactions, pay invoices with the net 30, 90, 20 day, 120 days, so that the business that is owed the money via an invoice will be paid immediately rather than having to wait. And that uh-huh. helps obviously with their cash flow. Uh-huh. And then we also have a partnership that assists businesses with loans and lines of credit. And this can save businesses and, or excuse me, merchants from cash advances. And I don't know, but if you've ever seen any of like merchant service, there's a lot of cash advances. They're borderline criminal, you know, they're really taking people for a ride. And so, you know, if you have a growth opportunity or you need funding or a crisis, or maybe you have a loan with someone like Square who has tied you up in their payment system, uh-huh. we may be able to help.
Interesting. Yeah. There's people too that I know that a few of them that are wanting to move out of Square or because they are, you know, taking them for a ride. you know, and charging these ridiculous fees. The fees is
what kills depending
me.
On their volume, it's very costly. If it, you know, depending on your situation.
Mm-hmm. Can you help a business that proceeds a VIA online or processes a VIA online?
You know, there's numerous ways to assist those processing online. And right now, a lot of people are really needing this feature. So we have virtual terminals that allow for pay now buttons. Mm-hmm. And there's also, we also are able to connect via authorize.net on the back end. So there's lots of ways, and depending on your circumstances, some we can, some we can't. It's definitely something to check on. Obviously, some systems, you know, are proprietary, shall I say, without naming. But yeah, we often can assist.
Mm-hmm. Pamela, what excites you most about what you're doing now?
Oh, everything. I love helping all these business owners get what they deserve instead of feeling cheated. And I love working with my team at Park Place. It's truly like an extended family. So, you know, getting to meet the business owners and helping the community and giving them insight they're not aware of, whether they join me or not, at least I can give them insight that betters their future uh-huh. decisions about their payments. And that just gives me a good feeling. So I love that.
I like the fact that you're not stuck in a contract. You
most
know, and then
do.
You
it's
do,
comforting.
And then you do seasonal. That is so nice. Well, what if you end up going on vacation for 2 to 3 weeks? Can you skip a month?
Generally not in those cases, I would say no. It's got to be the reason for your business is not functioning versus a choice of vacationing. I'm pretty sure that wouldn't, although I don't quote me in the sense of I'm not positive, but likely not.
Okay. Well, I thought I'd throw it out. You know, you just
I
know.
Get it. You never know unless you ask, right?
But then why would you want, you don't want to, you want your business to keep going when you are on vacation too. Yeah, that's
right.
True. Yeah. Okay. I gotcha. But I would like to, when I'm sleeping, my business is progressing. You know, so if I had an online business, yeah, I wanted to keep moving for me. And I wake up and, yeah. Oh, okay. I got to pack, you know, I got these customers waiting for their order.
That's a good business model if you can make that happen, right?
Right. Especially on eBay or something like eBay. You know what I mean? They are, and yep. Amazon, if you can sell your stuff on Amazon to eBay, you know, kind of great.
For sure.
And that there's a guy that off the subject here a little bit, he moved into Park City, Utah. He's a multi-millionaire. He's not a billionaire yet, but he's right there. He's like, you know, a few dollars short, you know, then he's a billionaire. But he moved in. He started off with selling women's shoes. He did it 10 years
right?
ago. And I'm
you
like,
what?
Yeah, he just sold women's shoes. And he made himself, and of course, I'm sure he invested the money and made himself very wealthy. But he's buying up everything in Park City, all the houses and businesses, you know.
Yeah.
Because I know somebody who works for him. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'd like to meet this guy. And he goes, well, let me get to know. He goes, I've seen him a couple times, but let me get to know the crew a little bit. And then I'll get you to get him on the show. Yeah, I want to know how he became a millionaire, a billionaire. He's on the verge of being a billionaire. You know, he makes what, $998 million. You know what I mean?
Well, he's probably got a good model of a position in business and obviously lots of determination.
And it was online. He did shoes online. So yeah. I still believe if you've got an online system, you know, check your merchant services. I would
sure.
give Park Place payment a try, you know. And
sure.
oh, I hear people have two to three merchant services. You ever heard of that?
You know, it is interesting. I actually have had a couple people that do that. I don't really know why. It seems to me that would complicate their setup.
Yeah, me too.
Sometimes it's because of Spotify alone, which is very, you know, specific to its own industry. You can't compete against them or people are paying more. So sometimes it's because of reasons like that, and they recognize they don't want that service for other parts of their business because it's high cost. But, you know, there's each person is individual. Each business has their own needs and pain points and troubles, and each processor has a different way. So that's why our payment checkup is such an amazing offer, because being able to have your payments analyzed comprehensively and actually analyzing the service, technology, and rate. If you're always chasing your rate, that's going to be a problem, because your customer service and your technology mean just as much. You're depending on them when you have troubles, and your technology is deciphering how secure your accounts are and your customers' information is kept. And so it all really matters. It's all important.
And Pamela, in this industry, it's sad and crazy that people generally don't have high bar of standards.
Yeah, it's so true. And you're right, it is so sad. It's actually part of why the working with Park Place Payments is so exciting. Now, offering premium service and transparent rates in an industry that has no standards, you can be on the corner and have five businesses with a processor and they all have different rates. And I'm guessing likely they're constantly wondering how they're comparing with their neighbor businesses, right? Uh-huh. But with us, you have peace of mind that you have the best interest at heart. And, I call it our golden rule approach. I don't know how many people, feel with that term. But to me, everyone should be treated as they deserve and want to be treated. And not many in this industry are being treated like they want to be treated. So it is easy to set ourselves apart as unique, because we have integrity in everything we do. So, yeah, it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But it's sad all at once, right?
It is. Let's discuss the marketing. How does Park Place marketing different versus others in the industry?
Well, we really don't advertise. The competition does. Park Place does not advertise. Our AEs, our members like myself, we're members of the community, and we're working with business owners that we know and that we have and or are building relationships with. Uh-huh. So the company's building on those relationships to help the community, and all of our sales are built on trust and that very relationship. So people want to work with the people they know and they have integrity and compassion, not people that they're feeling sketchy for or don't have a good feel for.
So
it does really matter.
So you're all over United States and Canada. I think that's what I asked you earlier.
I do believe we can do some servicing in Canada as well. Yes, and then throughout the United States.
All right. And are you growing in other countries, or is you see
not
that happening
yet.
In next 2 to 3 years?
I imagine it's coming because we are growing in lots of ways, and I never know when new things will be implemented as our company, expands and allows itself to grow in other markets and other countries. But that is a process. So we're not yet there, but we will likely get there.
You ever see Park Place Payment owning their own bank? Do you think that she'll ever do that, the owner?
I don't know. I'll have to ask her. She'll hear this and she'll wonder. She'll think that's a cute idea. Maybe I should think of that.
Yeah, because if she owns her own bank, she can even make it more nice for the process. I mean, for the businesses,
Well, it's amazing. Banks actually don't have a lot of control, like you said, with all of the regulations that they are under. Uh-huh. So in our situation, we're actually lucky because we're right in that intermediary position. And it's amazing how much control in this position we have. I mean, look at how we're changing the industry with integrity and actually amazing customer service that's unheard of. Like, this industry, unfortunately, leaves a lot to be desired. So it's kind of easy to set ourselves apart from it, because we're trying to do everything the right way and the way, the way it should be.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pamela, I would like to thank you so much for being on my show. And anything you'd like to say before we say our goodbyes for the hour?
I'd like to thank you, Kathy Lee Parker, for letting me be on the Kathy Lee Parker Show. And I very much appreciate this opportunity to let your listeners know that I'm available through LinkedIn, Pamela Hyde with Park Place Payments as an account executive. Uh-huh. Or you can reach out to me at pamela.hyde@parkplacepayments.com. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to facilitate a 10 to 15 minute meeting to give your payments an analysis. Basically, we go over questions it's like a one-page questionnaire, learning the processes of what you're using and what's working, mm-hmm. and also to learn what your pain points may be. And that with the 1 to 2 merchant statements, we can give you this complete analysis so that you can decipher what is in your best interest and make sure that you're well taken care of.
Okay. I like that you help out. The small business owner, medium size, as well as the large. I just, there are people out there. I mean, everybody needs merchant services. From what I see so far, everybody in business needs to become a merchant services. No matter if you're just getting started or within 3 months. Oh, what do you tell a new business that's coming in and you see and they're online, they got everything set up just right. And should they get a merchant service right away?
You know, a lot of it depends on where they're at, of course, but as soon as they're needing to accept payments, they're going to need a payment provider.
Right.
And so they obviously can reach out to us. We're happy to work with new owners, especially, you know, if they have that propensity to grow and their intention to grow. We don't mind customers just starting out. That's not, you know, not like we're not taking newbies. That's not the case at all. So yeah, reach out to me and looking case by case, you never know who we can help. And that's why I always welcome anyone to contact me so that we can complete the analysis and discover whether or not we can be of service or not.
Well, thank you so much, Pamela Hyde. She's with Park Place Payment. You can find her on LinkedIn and also on the Kathy Lee Parker Show. In about 10 minutes, her profile will be up and you can see all her info and contact information. So I would like to thank you and you have a wonderful day, Pamela. Thank you so much for coming on my show. And Pamela will be back in the next 2 months for updates and everything with Park Place Payment Services.
Thank you so very much, Kathy.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Kathy Lee Parker Show. For any questions or anything, you're welcome to email me at kathyleeparker@live.com. Thank you so much for listening in. Have a great day.